Florida's homegrown adult beverage market is a job grower in the state of Florida. That's the argument Representative Ronald Renouard, a Republican from Ponte Vedra Beach, is making for his measure to let craft distilleries sell their products in bottles. And beyond that, he says it could help increase agrotourism and help to promote what Florida has to offer when visitors are allowed to take a little taste of Florida home with them.
When a distiller manufactures their product, it says Florida on the outside of the bottle, but it's really what's inside the bottle that makes a difference. You know, inside, it's Florida agriculture. Inside, it's Florida manufacturing. Inside, it's small business and free enterprise.
Renouard's measure had run into some trouble with wholesalers and distributors raising concerns the measure would hurt their businesses. But after Renouard amended his measure to reduce the number of bottles a craft distillery would be allowed to sell to two, the measure passed out of the committee. The bill would also require any sales to happen face-to-face. A similar measure has not yet been heard in the Senate. But a measure that would allow the sale of beer in larger 64-ounce containers, known as growlers, is getting the attention of senators. Senator Jack Latvala, a Republican from Clearwater, is behind the measure, which got a hearing in the Senate Regulated Industries Committee Thursday.
What this is really a jobs bill. It's a business development bill. Because one of the increasing industries that we have, and I know in my district it's represented by Dunedin Brewery, Sea Dog Brewery, a number of new places, the brew pubs that have come into operation. Each one of us in our districts, and in your district, Madam Chairman, you have Florida Brewery Company.
Right now, Florida law allows the sale of beer in 32-ounce containers and gallon containers. Latvala says the 64-ounce container he's proposing is just something in the middle. But Senator Maria Sachs, a Democrat from Delray Beach, says she's concerned the measure is more complicated than it appears.
When we get into alcoholic beverages, distribution and sales of alcoholic beverages in the state, I think it's a discussion that we need to look at all aspects of it.
Latvala says he's willing to work with all stakeholders involved, but he adds he's not confident the bill will pass this year.
The House bill's not moving, and I'm not going to move this bill anymore until I see the House bill move.
But Representative Katie Edwards, a Democrat from Sunrise, who's the bill's House sponsor, has a plan for that.
Rep. Artiles, thank you. After we all pass your wine bill, will you please let me pass my beer bill?
That's the question Edwards asked Representative Frank Artiles, a Republican from Miami, during a hearing on his bill, which would allow the sale of wine in 5-gallon containers. The measures on wine, or as Republican Representative John Wood of Winter Haven says,
red, red wine.
It got a full floor vote Friday and passed with no votes. A similar bill is moving through the Senate. For WFSU-FM, I'm Regan McCarthy.